Governor Patterson met publicly with legislative leaders to brief them on the transportation grants that New York will receive as part of the federal stimulus package. Lawmakers have expressed concern that they might be left out of the decision-making process for the distribution of billions of dollars in projects. Karen DeWitt has more from Albany.
Governor Patterson and members of the special cabinet he's assembled for distribution of the federal stimulus monies offered a briefing to legislative leaders on how the transportation monies will be divided up. Patterson and his aides say they have a number of constraints in choosing the projects. First of all, they say there's a very short time frame. They'll need to assign half of the $4 billion that they'll receive to so-called shovel-ready projects by mid-June and the rest by August. Patterson says the Obama administration has made very clear that they will be strictly enforcing guidelines and will take the money back if it's used improperly or not assigned quickly enough.
We don't want any bridges to nowhere or highways to everywhere or anything that isn't going to be substantive.
Traditionally in Albany, funds for public works capital projects are divvied up between the governor and the two majority party legislative leaders. This time, though, there are signs that things could be different. Senate Republican leader Dean Skelos, who until recently was the majority leader in that House, asked if the various regions of the state will be apportioned the funds by the same ratio as in the past, when certain percentages were set aside for the New York City area, upstate, and Skelos region of Long Island. Skelos also wanted to know who will get to decide ultimately which projects will be awarded the grants.
Will legislators have input, or is it just going to be the cabinet?
Patterson told Skelos the traditional formulas might not apply when the stimulus funds are allocated. He says the funds will be given to projects that will create the most jobs, regardless of their geographic location.
Early on, the White House determined that they did not want to have even the suggestion or the inference drawn that this was a politicized process, that this was a giant discretionary a series of member items that were coming to the states, or in effect, pork projects.
But it's not just Republicans who are worried. Senate and Assembly leaders, both Democrats, are in the same party as the governor and less likely to publicly voice their doubts. But Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver did say that many Democratic Assembly members know of projects in their home districts that they'd like to see get the grant monies.
And I just would like to assure them that their views on these proposals or the project list will be considered by the cabinet in reaching the ultimate decision.
Senate Democratic Leader Malcolm Smith said he's been running trainings for his Senate members so that they can better advocate for projects in their districts. The transportation dollars may be among the least controversial of all the federal stimulus monies to be distributed. New York is also getting several billion dollars to help fund Medicaid expenditures. Healthcare groups, including hospitals and workers, want the money used to restore cuts that Patterson has proposed. The governor has said he may want to use the money to offset future deficits or to pay for increased health insurance coverage for the growing number of uninsured. But when Senator Skelos, who's had a tense relationship in the past with the governor and has been excluded from some previous leaders' meetings, asked if there could be more gatherings about the other parts of the stimulus package, Patterson did not give him a direct answer.
Is there a possibility within the next couple of days that we could have another open meeting for the press and for the, you know, the five leaders?
We'll be having meetings all through this process, and I am delighted that you have become such a fan of open government suddenly. I'm really moved.
Governor, I'm delighted that you finally invited me to a meeting.
In addition to assigning the stimulus monies, the governor and lawmakers need to close a $14 billion budget gap within the next 5 weeks if they want to meet the April 1 deadline. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
Later this morning on WNYC, Brian Lehrer will interview Governor Patterson about New York's portion of the federal stimulus bill and the latest on the state budget. That's at 10 o'clock this morning here on WNYC.